You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome, beautiful souls, to another episode of Energy Intuition Transformation on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. Now, I'm Sue Williams, and I'm so glad you've joined me again, or for the very first time, as we explore the energetic side of life and connect to the unseen forces that shape our soul journey. So today, we're diving into something both deeply personal and universally powerful, and that's all about the energetic imprint of your name. Yes, your name isn't just a label. It's an energetic signature, a vibration that travels with you and shapes how you move through the world. Whether it's the name you were given at birth, a nickname that stuck, a name you've changed to, or one you're feeling drawn to now, each carries a specific frequency, an imprint. And today we're going to unpack how that energy may be influencing your life, your soul path, and even your relationships. But first, let's begin with a short meditation just to ground our energy and open our inner listening. So this short meditation is tuning in to the frequency of your name. And as always with my meditations, please do not listen to this while driving or operating any machinery. If you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this meditation with the replay. So if you're safe, seated and comfortable, just begin by closing your eyes if it is safe to do so. And take a moment just to get comfortable. So let's begin by taking a deep, slow breath all the way in. And exhale even slower. And as you begin to relax, feel the space around you begin to soften, as if your aura is gently expanding and becoming more receptive. Now, bring to mind the sound of your own name, the name you're most often called in this lifetime, the one that you want to be called by, the one you're drawn to. And hear it spoken gently in your mind, almost whispered by the wind. Notice how your body responds to this sound. What sensations arise? Does it feel warm, familiar, activating, or perhaps heavy or neutral, which means perhaps you may need to find a different name for yourself? And now imagine your name written in light. See the letters shimmer with energy, vibrating with a unique color or sound. This is your personal frequency signature, your energetic introduction to the world. Breathe it in. Receive it. Allow yourself to honor the journey that this name has taken you on. And now, slowly, bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Move your shoulders. And if they're closed, then when you are ready, open your eyes and return to your full awareness. Now let's look at names as energy codes. In many spiritual traditions, names are seen as sacred, whether it's mantras, prayer names, or soul names. These words are not chosen lightly. Your spoken name emits sound waves that carry intention and power. It's like a tuning fork that sends a message out to the universe every time it's spoken, either by you or others. And some spiritual teachers even believe that your birth name holds karmic lessons. It also holds ancestral lineage patterns, or perhaps spiritual gifts embedded in its letters, sounds, and syllables. So let's break this down. Firstly, the sound vibration. Every vowel and consonant carries a subtle tone. Some names feel soft and flowing, others more sharp and assertive. These sounds can either match or challenge your inner frequency. And sometimes this catalyzes growth. Now, lineage and inheritance. Your surname, especially, can carry ancestral energies, both gifts and wounds. Do you resonate with the family name that you were given? Does it feel empowering, or does it carry heavy stories? And what about nicknames and self-chosen names? I wonder, how have you changed your name over time? Even informal nicknames can reflect different stages of your soul's evolution. Some people feel drawn to adopt a soul name, one that reflects who they are becoming. And now let's go to our Oracle card segment. And this week, I've drawn a card from a sweet little deck called Magical Spirit Oracle. They're very small. You probably can't see them very well. But the card that I have drawn this week, and so appropriate, it's the card Magic. And that's all about power, beginnings, and transformation. And the message of this card is, I'm not underestimating my own magic anymore. And I really think that this feels like a perfect mirror for today's theme all about our names. And your name, the one spoken aloud and the one whispered by your soul, really does carry magic. It holds the vibration of who you've been and the invitation to become who you truly are. And when we stop underestimating our own magic, we start to own our name or transform it to reflect the truth of our soul. Now, names, like identities, are living symbols. And when we consciously align with them, we unlock the power. We embrace the new beginnings and we step into our own personal transformation. So because I'm a hypnosis practitioner and a practitioner in many other modalities, let me give you a real-life example of someone who I was dealing with that's all about their name. I once worked with a client named Grace, but she confessed that she never felt graceful. Her whole life, people had expected her to be calm, forgiving and ladylike just because of her name before they even knew her. But inside, she felt fiery, wild and bold. Through intuitive work and energetic repatterning, she reclaimed her version of grace, and she knew that this grace was fierce. It was a fierce grace, not something calm and gentle. So that name no longer felt like a cage, but like a power source, and she moved forward in her life, embracing it. So what about name alignment? Let's try a simple practice. If you're curious about your name's energy, just try this. Write your full name on a piece of paper, your first, middle names, if you have one or more, and your last name. Look at that and say it out loud a few times and feel where it lands in your body. Do you feel expanded or tight? Does any part of it feel disconnected? And now ask, what does this name teach me? What does this name invite me to release? And this is all within your own power. And it's not about disowning your name, but about understanding your name's impact on you, your soul, where you're moving to. And it's all about reclaiming the power of your name and your own personal power. And some people discover that they're ready to receive that soul name, a vibrational name that may not come from this earthly plane, but instead reflects your own soul blueprint. And you don't have to go searching for it. Often it comes through in meditation, dreams, or synchronistic moments. It just happens. And if a name has been floating into your awareness lately, or a sound you keep hearing, don't dismiss it. It might be your soul whispering. And now let's talk about spirit talk journeys. This is something that I really love, and I love sharing it with other people. This is a kind of deep, nuanced exploration where we journey through a wonderful spirit talk journey together. And we do that in a session where the two of us get together on Zoom. Now, this is especially when your life path is being stirred by questions of identity, ancestral inheritance, or soul purpose. And this is all about our name as well. This may have something that comes up in a session also. And spirit talk journeys offer a gentle yet powerful space to hear what's been whispering just beneath the surface. Through intuitive guidance and soul-led conversation, we begin to uncover the unspoken, the stories you didn't realize that you were carrying. So if this resonates with something deep within you, if you've been feeling the pull to remember who you are, or simply want to understand the layers of your life more clearly, you're warmly invited to begin this dialogue with me. Just go to spirittalk.au, my website, to find out more or book a session. Your soul already knows the way, so let's connect with it and listen together. And remember, your name is not just a word. It's a vibration, a story, and sometimes a spell, casting out frequencies into the universe and attracting experiences that measure its and mirror its sound. And when you become aware of that, you gain the power to realign with it. You also get the power to amplify it or even to rename yourself with love. So thank you for joining me today. And until next time, have a blessed week and may you speak your name with power, hear it as a deeper truth, and walk your soul path fully seen. I hope to see you in the next show. So bye for now.